Hey everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for tuning in to Broken Glass, the sunny side. Today I want to talk about choices. This might not be a long episode, but you know, I want to talk about choices. We have the choice to do everything in our life every day, from waking up to making big decisions, to going to bed at a reasonable time, to doing drugs, to being clean, to being sober, to exercise, to eat, to shower. Everything we do is a choice, and we have the power of those choices deep inside of us. I'm going to use my life as an example. Like yesterday, I was craving bad stuff. I was craving Coca-Cola. And so instead of making Coca-Cola, I made limeade. I made a choice to help myself get on a better track of nutrition. I'm very self-aware. I'm very self-aware of what I put in my body, whether it's good or bad. So instead, I made a choice to make limeade and I had a salad. Because of the past couple, 3 months of quarantine, I went into like my scared, fat mentality of a teenager and just started like eating everything, including meat, because it was the only thing that was really comforting me. It was the only thing that my feelings were associating with that were like, yes, this makes sense. Like a week and a half ago, I've consciously started getting back to my good decisions for my body, as opposed to just shoveling everything into my mouth like I want to. So yesterday I made a salad, I made limeade, but then, you know, I went to Family Dollar and I got some Flaming Hot Cheetos and some M&Ms because I was just craving it. And then when you have that amount of sugar loaded into your system, it is a drug. Sugar is a drug. It's very addictive. And so sometimes, you know, I'm very good and I can like not buy sugar like that. And yesterday it was like a compromise between my brain. It was like, well, we could all go completely all out and eat all the bad stuff, or we could eat half good and half bad. So that's what I did. I just want to come here and tell you about choices. You have the choice to get up in the morning. You have the choice to work out. You have that choice to wallow in your self pity and your self, you know, bad moods, so you can't get any further in your life. You have the choice to get out of your bad relationships. You have your choice to quit your job. You have a choice to go back to a job, like especially right now, or not go back to a job because of health issues and keeping yourself safe. Right now, we have the choice, even no matter what you're in, you have the choice to pick the good stuff for your life. So remember, when you say that you can't, or you have to, or you need something, or you do this, really think about it. And do you have to go to work? Do you have to do this? Do you have to do this? Think about the things that are like the core of you. Like, you have to breathe, you have to eat, you have to drink water, and you have to sleep. You know, this is just a quick reminder to let you know that you have choices. Choices about everything. Choices are ever-changing. Choices come from our thoughts. Our thoughts are the first things to help us make our choices. We choose how we let other people affect us. We have a choice on how to respond how people affect us. We have a choice of walking away from people. We have a choice of engaging people. You have a choice in everything you do. I know it might sound daunting and it might sound like, what are you talking about? No, I don't. But let me tell you, we have a choice in everything that we do. I'm having a choice in recording this because I'm hoping that it will inspire other people to do better for themselves and better for the community and planet. You have a choice to be mean. You have a choice to be nice. Let me tell you, being positive and loving is a conscious decision, and it's something I work at every day. Every day I work at it. It's a practice. It's not just a decision and then it is made for you. No, like love, like many other things, even hate, it's a practice. It's a practice. And the more you practice, the better you get at it. Or hopefully, you know, that's the goal. Anyway, I hope you all are doing well in this quarantine and this COVID in this weird, crazy, racially charged world. When you get overwhelmed, remember to look at the bright side. Remember to look at the positive side. Remember that no one can tell you how you can feel about you. Only you have the power to feel about you. Or only you have the power to know what you feel like and what your thoughts are. You have the power to tell you how you want to feel. My name is Sunshiny Day. If you need to reach out, if you need to talk, if you need advice, if you need resources, reach out to me. I'm not scared to talk. I think that we need to communicate more to help unify us. Till next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Welcome to Broken Glass, the sunny side.